American dreamers and marriages, and even the stories of music and acting legends. I invite you to sit around the porch with us as we share our American stories.
Every night from 10 to midnight on AM 670 KMZQ, talk radio done right.
This is attorney Steve Demopoulos. On behalf of the firm, I would like to thank the community for voting us Best of Las Vegas, Best Injury Lawyer, and Best Trial Lawyer. Demopoulos Law is the firm you can trust. Visit us at LegalElite.com.
Dad, I picked up your pills, made your lunch, and your laundry is done.
When you care for a loved one, you take care of everything. But are you taking care of yourself? Find free care guides at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I love it when Kellyanne Conway is on the TV. She brightens the screen whenever I see her on there. You know, we were talking about fake news media earlier in the show. And one of the things they talked about, which I thought was fascinating, was Kamala Harris and what the media is doing to boost her profile. Let's go to cut six real quick. This is Kellyanne Conway last night on Fox News Channel.
Oh, they look away. They helped to create the myth of Kamala Harris. They covered her big election rollout in 2019. She ended up with not a single electoral vote, zero. Quite unimpressive. And she's been unimpressive ever since. I want to make very clear that the challenges for and the criticism about Kamala Harris are not rooted in racism or sexism. They are centered on competence and communications. She's got deficits in both, clearly. And it's never gotten good. You know, Sean, there's never been a pleasant surprise out of Camp Kamala. Nobody there, none of the staffers, 21 or so who's left. And then you've got her not being able to even give a speech off a teleprompter. She fights that teleprompter every day. The teleprompter wins. That's why I never use one. And look, the polls have caught up with her. She was asked a question in the debates. She was criticized about a criminal justice reform record in California as a prosecutor. Tulsi Gabbard, now of Fox News, criticized her, and she was asked this, and her comment was, I'm higher in the polls than Tulsi Gabbard. So let's roll the tape. Let's look at all of the polls right now, including NBC News, where she told Lester Holt that the border was not that important, who cares if she visits it. And then she told Chuck Todd last September of NBC News, quote, the border is secure. These are just flat-out lies. She's a liar. She's not a great communicator, not competent. But guess what every single poll says, including NBC News poll? She's far more unpopular than she is popular. And I think if she were remotely competent, A, she would have been asked to campaign for more candidates last fall. And B, somebody would get to Joe Biden, Sean, and Clay, and they'd be able to say, look, step aside. You got rid of Donald Trump. You got the brass ring. You're president. But you can get credit now for elevating and electing the first female president. In fact, the first female president of color. They can't do that. Because she's so bad at everything. She's got a Hillary problem. She's ignoring Wisconsin. She doesn't have people around her who are going to tell her she's not doing a good job. All we hear from them is reset, reset. And finally, I think Kamala Harris does the impossible every day. She makes Hillary Clinton seem like this lucid, yeah, likable linguist. Hard to do.
Isn't that the truth? Oh, God. Kellyanne Conway. Last night on Fox News Channel. Coming up, Scott Hammond will join us, state senator. He'll be heading to Carson City coming up this weekend, getting ready for Monday, the opening of the Nevada legislature. We'll talk about what the prospects are. Is it possible anything will get done, or will it be gridlock? We'll do that and a whole bunch more. By the way, this hour brought to you by, well, I don't know. No, but by us, by the Libre Initiative. Stay with us, more to do.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ziprecruiter.com/free. That's ziprecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Live from the South Point Hotel, Casino, and Spa Studios. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. AM 670 KMZQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting. Icy weather is causing problems from Texas all the way through Tennessee.
Parts of the U.S. are expected to see icy conditions this week. National Weather Service meteorologist Mark Chouinard says weather conditions could be downright dangerous for travelers.
We're expecting several rounds of freezing rain to impact portions of Texas, Oklahoma, Arkansas, even into Tennessee.
More than 1,000 flights were canceled and many more delayed in Texas on Monday. But he says it won't last the entire week.
It's really today, tonight, Wednesday, even into Wednesday night. But finally, by Thursday, it looks like we'll see improving conditions.
I'm Donna Water.
Ukraine is pushing the U.S. and other Western allies to provide it with fighter jets. White House correspondent Greg Clungston reports.
A week after winning pledges of sophisticated modern tanks to help defend against Russia's invasion, Ukrainian officials are requesting fighter planes. Ukraine has won support from Baltic nations and Poland in its quest to obtain those fighter jets. But several Western leaders have expressed concern that providing warplanes could draw them deeper into the military conflict. President Biden said the U.S. was not considering sending F-16s to Ukraine. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Governor Tim Walz has enshrined abortion into Minnesota statutes. He signed a bill Tuesday that's meant to ensure that the state's existing protections remain in place no matter who sits on future courts. Democratic leaders took advantage of their new control of both houses of the legislature to rush the bill through in the first month of the 2023 legislative session. Pro-life activists decried the bill as extreme. They say that it and other fast-track legislation expected to get votes in the coming weeks will leave Minnesota with essentially no restrictions on abortion. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 365 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Hello?
Hey, stranger.
Oh, hi. Thank goodness it's you. I was afraid to answer the phone.
Why? What's up?
The credit card companies are after me. They want me to make payments and the calls never stop.
Ouch. Been there before, but I got help from Trinity Debt Management.
Trinity?
Yeah. I called and right away, Trinity contacted my creditors and got my interest rates cut in half. They ended all the late fees and over-limit charges, and they stopped those annoying phone calls.
Bet that was a relief.
Yep. Then they put me on a plan that consolidated my bills into one easy monthly payment. That way, I paid off my debt fast while saving thousands.
Nice.
Trinity even showed me how to plan and meet a monthly budget. So now, I'm debt-free for keeps.
Wow. Do you still have their number?
Sure. Here, write this down and call 1-800-990-6976.
Can you repeat that?
1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over 3 decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and 5 daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
It's 2:04. This is your KMZQ News Flash. I'm Jim Dallas. Well, ongoing staffing challenges are forcing Walmart and CVS to cut their pharmacy hours. Walmart confirmed that the pharmacies will close at 7 on weeknights. That's 2 hours earlier than their current closing time. Their weekend hours will stay the same. The Wall Street Journal is reporting CVS will cut or shift hours at about two-thirds of their 9,000 U.S. locations beginning in March. Last year, CVS started closing most of its pharmacies from 1:30 to 2 every afternoon to give their staff a lunch break. Well, Las Vegas home builders ended 2022 with big declines in sales and new construction plans. Southern Nevada home builders netted 416 sales in December. That's down some 57% from the same month in 2021. Las Vegas-based home builders research says builders also pulled 427 new home permits in December. That's down 67%. Overall, home builders netted nearly 8,600 home sales in Southern Nevada in 2022. That's down 33% from a year earlier. Nearly 11,000 construction permits were pulled. That's down 27%.
On-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
Now, we got a few crashes on the surface streets to look out for right now. Southbound Fort Apache, that's at Sahara. Southbound Rainbow at White Sands, that's in the early stages. And look out for an incident, that's northbound Maryland Parkway at Stewart on the east side.
I want you to know that the movement we started is only just beginning. There's never been anything like it. The belief that a nation must serve its citizens will not dwindle, but instead only grow stronger by the day. As long as the American people hold in their hearts deep and devoted love of country, then there is nothing that this nation cannot achieve. Check it out. I go from this majestic place with a loyal and joyful heart, an optimistic spirit, and a supreme confidence that for our country and for our children, the best is yet to come.
It ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Hour number three, live and local for a Tuesday. Good to have you with us. And this hour brought to you by the Libre Initiative. The Libre Initiative. We are just days away, hours away, really, from what's going to be another slam bam, thank you, ma'am, legislative session in Carson City. It's gonna be nasty. You got Democrats in control of the Senate and the Assembly. You've got a brand new Republican governor. What's this all going to mean? What's going to happen? And what's it going to be like on day one? Let's check in with Scott Hammond, State Senator, Nevada District 18, and he joins us. Scott, you ready to pack up and head north?
Yeah, absolutely. First of all, let me just say it's always a pleasure to be on the show with you. And you're the hardest working guy on radio, man. Third hour all the time. Always happy to be on the radio with you because you're always upbeat and ready to go. And we're packed up. We're ready to go on Friday morning. We got a long trip ahead of us, but we're going up to Reno for a volleyball tournament. Then the legislative session begins on Monday.
And you'll spend roughly 6 months up there.
Yeah, we start Monday and then we finish up right around June 5th. So sort of 6 months, but it seems like a year when we're up there. You know, we pack a lot in those 120 days. Lots of long hours, put it that way.
Tell me what it is like up there. How much time do you spend on the floor of the state Senate, and how much time do you spend in committee hearings? And what are your days and nights like up there?
So, yeah, it comes in cycles, right? So at the beginning of the session, Very few hours are spent on the floor of the Senate or the floor of the Assembly. We're there maybe 45 minutes a day, maybe less than that sometimes, because a majority of the work, as soon as we assign bills to a committee, then a majority of the work is done in those committees. And so we're in these committee hearings sometimes for hours and hours because it depends on the bill. It depends on how controversial the bill is, how many bills we're trying to process in that one day. And then, of course, when we get done with the hearings, then there's, you know, you have to work on your bills because not every bill comes through and we all of a sudden send it on, right? We have to work on the bill. Maybe there's some questions on the bill. Maybe there's a compromise. A majority of the bills that we actually do process, we work together. You know, we reach across the aisle, Democrats, Republicans, trying to figure out what's best for the state. It's the small majority of the bills that become controversial. Of course, those are the ones that get in the news, and then all of a sudden there's this impression that we can't even agree on anything, that we don't get along at all, and that's can't be further from the truth because most of the times we really do try to find good legislation, good policy that's going to work and not have to be changed over and over again.
I'm not going to ask you to identify them, but are there people in the state Senate on the Democrat side that you can work with, that you can deal with, that that are willing to at least listen to what you have to say on various issues?
Oh, absolutely. And I can identify a few. I'll be honest with you and all your listeners. I mean, one of my best friends in the whole Senate, in the whole legislative process, is Roberta Lang. She's a Democrat. She and I are just really good friends. We bonded over baseball. We have a love of baseball. Unfortunately, her love is with the Seattle Mariners. Can't figure that out. Yeah. And again, she can't figure out my love of the Yankees. We probably try to take in a baseball game every year, at least one game together. We plan on going at some point during the legislative session. We'll take a weekend. Our families will go most likely with us, and we'll go over to San Francisco and catch a game. But it's really important to have those kind of bonds because I think most people in America, and I don't know if I'm talking, I don't want to lecture anybody, but I just feel like we've lost our way a little bit. You know, it's not, it shouldn't be, you know, me against you all the time. It should be me talking to you about why you think this ought to be this way, and I tell you why I think it ought to be this way, and then we compromise. We try to come up with a way that satisfies both of our desires, but then we accomplish something and we're moving forward. And that's what I get when I talk to Roberta, and I talk to others in her caucus as well, because there's several that I get along with. So it should be that. It should be, you know, some level of civility and collegiality. I think that we need to talk more often to each other, not at each other or not to cameras and reporters. We need to be talking amongst ourselves and then work it out, because I think that's what people, at least that's the way I believe that people elected me to go do.
With a new Republican governor, is there any evidence at all that there's going to be a different way of doing business in Carson City between Democrats and Republicans? They own the state Senate, the state Assembly. You have a Republican governor by your side. Is there any evidence there's going to be anything different in the way business is run?
Oh, I think so. Absolutely. Right away. I mean, you've already got, I think, folks on the Democratic side telling some of their freshman legislators, hey, it's not the same old, you know, way we used to do business here. You're going to have to bring legislation that we can work with, that both sides can work with. It's just, you know, you can already feel that they're talking about that. And also, you know, he's just a different personality. Whenever you get a different personality, regardless of whether the Democrat or Republican, it's going to be a different feel to it as well. So there's going to be a lot of leadership. Leadership changes the dynamic of the legislative session. And I think Joe Lombardo will put his thumbprint on this particular session. I really do believe that he's going to push back where he feels like it needs to be pushed back. But I think he's also going to try and do what's best for the state. That's always the hope, right? And again, I'm an eternal optimist.
The glass is always half full for you, Scott. It really honestly is.
I want
to ask you, though, one of the criticisms we had of Steve Sisolak, even during the pandemic, was a lack of communication with members of the legislative bodies. Do you see that changing? Have you already seen any of that where he's picking up the phone and calling somebody or visiting with somebody or having a meeting in his office with a couple of members? Are you seeing any of that from this new governor, Governor Lombardo?
Absolutely. You know, from day one, we're starting to see it. And I think that the biggest thing for him is, I mean, he put a former state senator in the position of chief staff, and Ben Kiekhoefer knew what it was like to be in that legislative session with the lackluster leadership of Steve Sisolak. I think that because of that, I think he's already changed the way that he's asking the governor to do business. Now, I've sat down with him a few times. He'll pick up the phone after I text him. He'll call me back. I mean, you're already starting to feel that there's a difference. You got an energetic person who's not going to be hiding from anybody or anywhere, you know, hunkered down somewhere. He's going to be out there and he's going to be, involved in the process. So I think there's already a different energy.
Are there two or three issues you can cite where you say, you know, I think we can get some common ground with the Democrats? These are two or three issues that at least they will listen. At least we'll get a hearing. I mean, in the past, you don't even get a hearing. The bill just goes away.
Yeah, and that's what I love about my friend, Senator Lange. She really does. And we've talked about this several times. You know, she really understands that no one party owns the absolute solution to anything. You know, that one party has all the ideas and the other party doesn't. I think it's a matter of sitting down, and I think we're going to hear a lot more bills. We'll get a lot more bills heard, and basically because the attitude has changed a little bit amongst the legislators, but also because you've got a Republican governor who's going to also be there to say, look, we need a little bit more parity. So I think that's going to change a lot. I'm really looking forward to working. As a matter of fact, I'm working with Senator Lange on a bill, banking bill, and we're hoping that changes a lot of things here in the state for a lot of our communities. I'm working on an adoption bill with Senator Harris. I think I'm working on another bill, I think a real estate bill, with another senator. So there's already going to be a lot more cooperation, and they've come to me and said, hey, can we work with you? So I really appreciate that. And so I'm an eternal optimist. I'm really hoping that changes a lot over the next 4 months. And I'm going to be up there. Last session was not a lot of fun, and I don't want a repeat of that session. I want something to change so that we can all feel like we're contributing to our home, in our home state, and the people who live here. So I'm hoping that tomorrow's a new day.
Talk strategy with me. What is the best way to achieve, for instance, voter integrity, common sense voter integrity? That's what the governor called for. Is it something that Democrats will at least listen to?
I hope so. And the reason why I hope so is because, again, here's a guy who got elected. It's not an easy task to get elected. The margins are pretty thin. Democrats obviously hold a lead in voter registration in the state of Nevada. And despite that, you had a governor from the Republican Party who got elected. And I think it's because he ran on the platform he ran on. I think a lot of people, both sides of the aisle, would like to see more integrity infused into the political system. And I think that we can start talking about what can we do that helps everybody feel like their voice is heard in this process, and that the vote is the vote. And so I think that we can start at least talking about cleaning up voter registrations. I think that that's a good starting place, and then work our way up. I know that voter ID for some reason has been something they push back on quite often. Yeah, they push back on the voter ID, but I really feel like we should have a robust discussion on the voter ID. Hopefully that'll be another thing that we can at least come to some common ground on.
I want to ask about something that's come up just in the last couple of weeks with the Tyre Nichols tragic death in Memphis, and that is police reform. Is anything going to be coming down the pike relative to police reform?
Well, you saw the statement given by Governor Lombardo about that particular incident, and I don't think he was very happy about it at all. Coming from his background, I am sure he's going to make sure that we pass what we need to pass if necessary. A lot of that stuff that we saw recently when everybody was upset with the police force and asking and calling for, the eight things that can't wait. Well, those eight things that can't wait, we already had a majority of those, if not all eight of them, and we've had them for quite a while. This is a police force here in the state of Nevada, especially down here in the South, that has been very proactive about trying to make sure we're more community policing than anything else. So I think he's done a lot. He's cognizant of what happened, and he definitely is going to be on top of anything, not only to help police force do their job, but also to help the community feel at ease with the police force that we have. here in Southern Nevada and throughout the state, actually, and the state. I mean, you saw already that he's proposing to try and help those police officers, state police officers, as well as down here and up there, that, you know, trying to get parity in trying to retain those police officers. Because once you train them and train them the right way, you want to keep them, because that's where you get, you know, better policing, is when you have veteran police officers. And so he's doing a lot already in that regard.
More with Scott Hammond. We're going to talk about something that hardly ever gets talked about on a show like this, and that is water, H2O. We'll talk about that and the Bureau of Reclamation. What is it? What does it do? And the Colorado River Compact. What is it? And what might it do in the coming days? We'll talk about that and a whole bunch more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Are you a small business owner? Would you like to turn your social media into an important profit center? Hey, Kevin Wall here, the owner of Battleborn Radio and a longtime client of the SKC Group. The pros at the SKC Group built our corporate website, then they updated that website to make it even more productive. The SKC Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of businesses. Locally owned and operated, the SKC Group provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design projects, or an engaging mobile-friendly website. What do I like most about the SKC Group? They showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. And who doesn't want more profit? Let the pros at the SKC Group help you and your business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Make that call right now.
I told you a couple weeks ago how I flew back to the Midwest to celebrate a late Christmas with friends and family. And even though it was delayed a couple of weeks by the big snowstorm, I still heard all of my Uncle Bill's horrible jokes. They were awful. And my Aunt Joette's racy neighborhood gossip. That's yet another reason why I asked the folks at Quality Hearing Aids to test my hearing. They confirmed what I had already suspected. Not only did I have hearing loss, there were words I could hear but not understand. The audiology pros at Quality Hearing Aids fitted me with new state-of-the-art hearing aids, and the difference has been incredible. I can't believe what I've been missing out on. If hearing loss is causing you to miss out on all this world has to offer, call my friend Dr. Matthew Lingman at Quality Hearing Aids. Even if you were tested 4 or 5 years ago, you won't believe the advancement in the technology. Call 702-369-1321. That's 702-369-1321. Or check them out at QHALV.com. That's QHALV.com. And tell them Kevin Wall sent you.
670 KMZQ presents After Close, the radio show, powered by GFL Capital Mortgage. Join your hosts, Kevin Sherba and Danny Velazquez, to start your morning off right, educating and guiding you through the mortgage process from application through closing. Learn about how to navigate through the ever-changing mortgage market. Keep up to date with current products, guidelines, and how to avoid common pitfalls. Listen every Saturday morning from 7 to 8 here on 670 KMZQ. Licensed by Division of Mortgage Lending, Nevada license number MB426. NMLS number 64367. My Auto Service, serving Las Vegas since 2009. The Lodge family's offering $14.95 smog checks and synthetic blend oil changes. Call 702-242-5432. Let our friendly staff know you're friends of the Lodge family. My Auto Service.
Over 50,000 police officers are assaulted on the job each year, leading to injuries and death. This is the reality they deal with when making contact with the public. Another reality is that if someone doesn't comply with a lawful order or uses force against them, police may have to use sufficient force in response to obtain compliance. Use of force is always ugly. Nobody likes it, especially police, and nobody knows how it will turn out. Spread the word. For de-escalation to work, both parties must de-escalate. And de-escalation isn't necessary if there is no escalation. Help police by not escalating. Don't attack or try to disarm an officer. Whether it's getting asked a question, getting a citation, or getting arrested, don't argue, don't resist, don't flee. After the encounter has been resolved is the time to address any complaints. Comply now, complain later. Keep everybody safe. This message brought to you by the National Police Association. To learn more about how to help law enforcement accomplish its goals, visit nationalpolice.org.
Dad, I picked up your pills, made your lunch, and your laundry is done.